Yesterday, Kathleen Sebelius, the leader of the Health and Human Services Department and the Obama administration's top health official, overruled her own drug regulators. She stopped a plan to put Plan B on drugstore shelves. Plan B is a high-dose hormone pill that can stop a pregnancy in case someone needs it. At this point, women have to request it from a pharmacist, and girls younger than 17 need a prescription in order to get it. Sebelius' decisions, let me be clear here, keeps those particular regulations in place, which means girls younger than 17 will still need a prescription from a doctor. We're joined now by Susan Wood, former director of the Office of Women's Health at the FDA from 2000 until 2005, now a research professor at the School of Public Health at George Washington University. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning.
You know, there has been such an incredible reaction to Kathleen Sebelius's decision. The headlines have said astonishing, that doctors are flabbergasted. And I wonder if you could explain to people why there's such a reaction to this overruling of the drug regulators.
Well, there's been this reaction for several reasons. One, it was completely unexpected. Two, this is a product, a medicine that is very, very safe, very effective, and gives a woman of any age who's at risk of an unintended pregnancy the chance to prevent that unintended pregnancy. So removing the barriers is something people have been asking for, calling for nearly a decade, and there's a lot of experience with it. And thirdly, this is really, once again, overruling science and medicine for really reasons no one can explain, but surely are not based on what's the best kind of decision that FDA can make, based on good science and good evidence. And this politicization of science is something that this administration committed to and has called for, and so it was shocking to see this kind of action taking place right now in 2011.
Well, I wanted to play for you, Susan, a couple comments from mothers who are a couple of the people who probably pressured the administration into making the decision Kathleen Sebelius made. Take a listen.
They should be more responsible with their leisure and not really be in that predicament in the first place.
I have three girls of my own, and just being under 17 and them coming to the pharmacy and getting that by themselves, I would like to know about that.
That's the mother saying, before my child goes to get this kind of pill, I want to know, so therefore I'd want to take her to the doctor and therefore get a prescription. What is your answer for that?
Two things. One is every over-the-counter medicine that's available now can be purchased by children, you know, under the age of 10. Some of them have great serious health risks. This product does not. So it's really not putting anyone at risk. And certainly there are many products like acetaminophen and cold medicine that don't have these kinds of age restrictions. But secondly, the way for this product to work, to help prevent pregnancy, surely we don't want young teens in the situation of being at risk of unintended pregnancy. But once they're in that boat, surely we want them to be able to prevent it, actually her becoming pregnant. And unfortunately, this product has to be taken very, very quickly. There isn't time, particularly for a young teen, to get to a doctor and get that prescription.
Dr. Susan Wood, director of the Office of Women's Health at the FDA from 2000 to 2005, resigned over the original handling of Plan B, now a research professor at the School of Public Health at George Washington University.